Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, man. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is Danny and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it! You gotta see it!
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon! Yeah, welcome in! Happy Football Friday! Yes! We have made it.
Would you like to tell our listeners what was just happening there?
No! So excited. I heard Football Friday open. Oh, buddy!
My mic stand isn't nearly as excited as we are.
Let's go! How great is this feeling? How great is it? We are back, baby.
I do love it.
Football Friday, you got week one of college football got underway last night. You got 0 week for those who celebrate the high school football season starting tonight with some high school football games around the state. It just feels America.
Is Banks in action tonight?
No, we got a jamboree.
Oh, okay.
We're jamboreeing.
There we go.
We're heading down to Dayton.
Ooh.
Yeah, Oregon. Not Ohio.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah, not making that flight.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
A lot of time on a bus.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No.
Mm-mm. I'll meet you guys there. See you there. Yeah, I got the Pirates of Dayton.
Excellent.
Dante Rosario.
Ooh.
A Dayton Pirate.
There we go.
I think.
You think?
That sounds right.
Sure.
In my mind. That feels right. I think I'm right on that.
Dayton Pirates?
Yeah. Well, no, Dante Rosario.
Oh.
Being a Dayton Pirate.
Oh.
Other than that, I
Dayton Pirates sounds like something you tell your kids not to do.
Dayton High School.
Yeah. Dante I don't think Rosario. I could name another person or thing in Dayton, Oregon.
Boy, you want to feel old?
Yeah.
Dante Rosario, 39 years old.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, that sounds about right. Yeah. Graduated high school the same year.
I was saying, were they the same age? Oh, he's a week younger than me.
Yeah.
October 25th.
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
All right, so I'm old.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Now you are old.
Yes.
Yeah. You are old.
Yeah, that's about that.
That. Let's not let our age sully. It's a Football Friday, and we should all feel good. You know, Russ said it in my ear. Happy Football Friday to all that celebrate right before this show started, and that got me to a level of excitement I'm not ashamed to admit. All right?
It's a level of excitement you can't do on the radio.
I am so excited for football season to be back. We are one sleep away from both the Ducks and Beavs getting their seasons underway, the Cougs and the Dogs as well. We are ready, and we are back, and America is a happy place right now. So happy. So happy. We could put aside all of our differences, and it's not Festivus anymore. It's not the airing of the grievances. It's time to come together. And truly, overreact to every little thing that happens to your program. For the next 4 months, we get this. And for some, you get like 6 months of overreaction. And that's great. That's great. But we can come together and find hatred in our rivals, right? Isn't that what happens at this point?
I do love it.
Yeah. Like even the Pac-12 Network is, I didn't even know the Pac-12 Network Twitter account was still active.
Yeah, somebody still logged in there.
They got it. They got it. And they, whoa, buddy, they threw some shade at the Big Ten today.
It's fantastic, actually.
So Big Ten Network, they give an update. And this is notable to all of those that are out there. 4 hours ago, college football is back. However, some Comcast Xfinity customers will miss the Big Ten season debut for Oregon and Washington. We encourage fans to call 1-800-COMCAST or go to allbigbtngames.com. All BTN Games sounds like sounds like you might get a virus going to that website, but they assure you.
It definitely sounds like an offshore account.
To which the Pac-12 Network quote tweeted, Jerry Seinfeld, yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
Yeah.
And then slowly standing up and backing away from his couch.
Good luck with all that.
And look, it's fitting on so many levels, right? You want to go and the TV deal wasn't good enough. I don't think Oregon and Washington as universities, yeah, sure, they're a little perturbed that it's not on Comcast and Xfinity. Yeah, but the money is pretty good still. The money is still going to be there. That's not going to be affected moving forward.
Yeah, about that.
But Cougs and Beav fans, they love this.
Got to find something.
They love every second of this.
You know.
And it's a great tweet coming from a network that, look,
doesn't
big
really
reason,
exist.
Big reason why it doesn't exist anymore is because they couldn't get on DirecTV. So, you know, they know this game.
They've been here, done this.
They've done this before. Didn't go well for them, not one bit. But they're throwing their shade where they can. And look, at least now the Pac-12 has a backbone because they didn't for the longest time.
Nope.
Seriously. Like now is when the Pac-12 is going to get their backbone and they're going to stand up. Would have been helpful a decade ago.
I am 100% in favor of throwing shade.
Yes, you are.
I don't care if you're already 6 feet deep.
Do you throw shade at a dead guy?
No, I mean, look, the back two is already 6 feet deep. And they're gone. Doesn't mean you can't pow, 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 pow. Can't let it, look, you got to let that thing go.
He's going to keep on shooting.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting.
Look, shoot or shoot, man.
All right.
I'm full Dion Waiters in with a sense of throwing shade. I'd rather go 0 for 35, because it means if you went 0 for 9, it means you stop hating.
Yeah. My go-to still is the greatest black hole in Blazer history, Von Wafer.
Mm.
You know, if you want to bring it back local, Dion Waiters is a good one. Von Wafer, that guy, I don't know. Who has the highest shot volume per minute in the NBA's history? We can look that up,
so
right?
So I did a Blazers-related black hole index.
Oh, that's the content people want.
2016, 2015.
Yeah.
Again, this is almost 10 years ago. And I was trying to communicate that being a black hole is not necessarily a bad thing. Kobe Bryant is one of the highest-rated black holes ever.
Ball stopper.
I mean, that's what he was. But I was using it as a reflection of Wes Matthews. It was like, Wes Matthews just chucks shots. His assist rate is incredibly low. It's like, yes, but that's because it's by design. The design was, if Wes Matthews is open, that's good. Because Wes Matthews takes and makes threes and layups. But his black hole index, which was, I think I did it, touches, dribbles, shots, or it was like a formula that I had to go all the way through this. But basically it was like how much do you monopolize the ball?
Yeah.
And his dribble total was incredibly low, but his shots per touch was astronomically high. Basically, if the ball ended up with Wes, run back on defense. But Von Wafer had the high shot total, but also very high dribble total.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. My skin is curling.
It's a football Friday, and we just basketballed on football Friday. Right? We did. I see what you did. I see what you did. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. That was interesting, though. I like that.
I actually have thought about bringing that back.
We do. We should have the Black Hole Index.
It's fun to do that, to overlay that over the entire NBA every now and then to kind of get an idea of, like, stylistically, this is what this looks like.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Good luck.
We got a football again. But before we get to football, the Vancouver Ford text line makes a great point. I can't unsee it now. 503-864-6326. Bob Ross is in the house.
Mm.
You are not wearing a hat today.
No, I'm debuting the lettuce.
You do look like Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You look like Wario Bob Ross.
Nobody believes you when I say the hair is naturally curly.
You look like Rob Haas, which is different than Bob Ross. But at the same time, the goatee as opposed to the beard, it makes you look like evil Bob Ross.
Yep. That's what I'm going for.
Like you, which is also completely on brand for you right now, because instead of making happy little trees, you don't make happy little trees. You are making your blood,
happy little murder spots,
your blood splatter, your blood splatter videos there. And I
have a lot of hate in my heart.
It's like, it's not the soothing music of Bob Ross when you're painting.
It's metal.
Wario. No, it's this song. We know it's this.
No, my
you're just sitting there.
My paint by numbers is metal, baby.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. But we have unveiled the hair.
It is. It's full. It's out in all of its glory. It is incredibly long.
Ooh, buddy.
For where it's at right now, but it's going to get longer.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's going to get longer.
Okay.
A lot longer. I got a lot of weight to lose.
I don't know what this is going to look like as we move on. I don't know if you should straighten it or curl it even more.
Even more. Yeah, it's
like my hair, like, really lean into the Bob Ross fro.
Super curly. So this is like literally out of the shower. Don't do anything to it other than,
yeah, we can tell.
Put it down. Well, I drove with a window down today, so it kind of got ruffled up a little bit on the way in.
I like it. But we should keep it. We're gonna go down this road.
When it gets longer, it's going Barry Melrose.
Oh, you're gonna slick it back.
It's gonna slick it back.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. So we'll have the curls at the end.
Yeah.
Like Barry.
Okay.
But if I pull it back right now, it's not quite long enough.
Yeah.
It sits.
P1B Rod is right. He's watching on the YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. You can see what we're talking about. It looks like a wig.
Because it sits up so high.
They're
voluminous curls.
Halloween day at the Spirit Halloween store, where it's like all the good wigs have been picked through, and you're like, we got this one left. We're just going to throw this one on top.
It's just very, very voluminous curls.
Sure. You do. You really do.
It's a joke, but in all seriousness,
it's a thing.
My hair is stupidly curly.
Yeah. Well, it really is. It really is. So you got the hair. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. You can see it for yourself right there. He's not going bald. This isn't a rug. This is Danny's real hair. He's been growing this for a while. And I can't wait for the Barry Melrose look.
Yeah.
That is when we are going
to
get...
I think we're probably about 2 months away from that. Yeah, I think it needed to be probably about an inch longer.
I think we're probably a couple more weeks of hiding it under the hat.
Yeah.
And then... but this was a good reveal.
We brought the hat.
You brought it, but you're just not wearing... No. Commit to the bit today. But then we can cover it back up, and then we can go in stages. Rust, go ahead, grab a screenshot of this... this hair that he has. And then what we can do is we can have the progression of Danny's flow over time. And I think this is our good starting point, because when you come back with the Barry Melrose look, I think the people are going to lose their ass, and it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, when I slick this thing back, hopefully I'm almost planning on
get you a pomade endorsement.
Oh yeah, when it comes, it's going to be wet.
Yeah,
judging by the growth, it's like a little bit more than a half inch a month. Mm. By the time basketball season runs around, like the home opener, it's going to be slick back time.
Sweet.
That's about 6 weeks away.
I love it. I love it. All right. It is Football Friday. We got a lot of football that we got to get to today. Ducks and Beavs get their season underway this weekend. We'll dive into that. We got a new contract in the NFL, and I think we know who is at fault in the long standoff that happened in the Bay Area. We have got our championship of the best rivalry trophy in college football, and Danny's none too happy about who's going to be in the final
two. Disgusting.
But we will have our championship round. We will go in. I've been doing a little research, a little digging on both of the trophies. We will give a little bit more background and a refresher coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. But between now and then, we got football.
We have so much football. But before we get to that, I have to just put this thought into the air.
You're non-footballing.
I am.
Okay.
Because once we get into it, I'm not going to be able to touch this. Did you know with the Paralympics going on that there is wheelchair rugby?
No.
That sounds like the most chaotic sport on the face of the planet. And I just had to put that out there to the little seed to go into everyone's brain.
Well, on that note, there is a video that's going around of wheelchair table tennis. And there's this South Korean fella.
With no arms?
No. There's a South Korean fella. And all he does, he just has this incredible touch where he just always puts it right on the other side of the net. So the other guy literally can't reach his paddle far enough.
Oh, no.
And it's a collage of just point after point after point after point after point. That this dude just racks up where he's just lobbing it up in the air, and the ball just kind of goes bloop, bloop, right on the other side of the net. And the other guy's just kind of looking at him like, really?
Well, there's a guy that's playing right now. Also, there's another video of a guy playing with no arms. He picks the ball up with his toes, throws it up in the air, and hits the paddle with his teeth.
Incredible. Incredible.
So how would that guy get to...
This dude is just it's amazing because
feels like it's
like I've just hit it hard at him, right? Hit it hard. No, he finds a way to just get his paddle right underneath it.
Doesn't that feel a little twisted?
Right.
It's one of those things we can't do it because that'd be really mean, but because he's handicapped, he can. Is that how that works?
That video is going around and I was just watching it going, oh my gosh.
I'm so confused.
On one side, I'm in awe of what he's able to do with his paddle and make sure that the ball every single time just barely goes over the net. But on the other time, is that the spirit of the game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It feels a little sadistic.
It doesn't feel that way.
And look, and I know sadistic.
Yeah. Yes, you do. We know that. Well established. All right. Okay. Well, good. Good pivot. I'm glad we got that in.
See, I wanted to work that in there.
Yeah. All right. Where we got to start, it shouldn't feel good because it wasn't good. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A shotgun snap taken by Shadur. Throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up. Makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colorado. He's an alien. He's a freak. He's a mutant. He's the best player in college football. And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20.
Oh, Mark Johnson on the call. Learfield Sports, Buffs Radio Network. That guy's got the best pipes.
Yes.
Around.
Yeah.
Like
he's got a voice made for radio.
And he is exactly like you would think he looks.
Mm-hmm.
He wears a cowboy hat everywhere he goes.
So he's not Noah Eagle.
Belt buckle. He is a mountain of a man. Mm-hmm. He wears like the
he's
like
Brick from Anchorman.
He's Champ Kind.
Or Champ
Kind.
Sorry. Yeah.
And he wears that same jacket. Like he wears like the Western like suit jacket. And he's the nicest guy
ever. With the
ever. Patches? He's the nicest guy ever.
Love or him. Is it the tassels in Dumb and Dumber and Jim
Not no, no, no tassels. Don't know.
That's a bummer.
No, he's not a fancy lad.
No,
it's
patches.
He's a rancher.
He's a workman.
And I think he does. He lives like on a ranch.
I mean, if you live in Colorado, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt lived there for 20 years, 20, 30 years.
Oh, all right.
They had their own ranch out there. It's kind of like if you don't live in the city, you live on a ranch.
But what a great call for Travis Hunter, because that Heisman campaign, you asked yesterday, mm-hmm. is it the start of the Heisman campaign for Travis Hunter? Absolutely.
Was that the catch in the end zone where he got interfered with, or is that the egregious push-off? Which one was that?
That was the interference catch in the end zone.
Where he got pushed.
He is absolutely electric.
Played 70 bleeping snaps last night.
He missed two plays.
Unreal.
Yeah, 129 snaps.
Two plays in the entire game. Now, talking to sports performance people last year, the big question was,
can he hold up?
Will his body be able to hold up, and can he play for a full season doing this? And you saw it was a cheap shot against Colorado State, right, where he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But when you play that many snaps, it doesn't matter. You're going to be exposed to cheap shots. You're going to be exposed to wear and tear throughout the course of a season. I don't know if he can, but what we do know is that even in limited run, the guy, we saw it with Charles Woodson, right?
Yeah.
Charles Woodson was a defensive back, a return man, and very limited offensively. Mm-hmm. He got a few offensive snaps in, though, throughout the course of the season. The fact that Travis Hunter goes off for 132 yards, 7 catches, and 3 touchdowns, even at the beginning of the year, even against an FCS opponent, that right there, if he can hold up and he can play even 10, if he can play 10 games this year,
mm-hmm.
he probably is a Heisman Trophy winner because he is really damn good.
He is a game breaker.
I also have been saying this for a really long time. Travis Hunter's a better receiver than he is a corner. Yeah. I watch him and everybody's like, oh, he's going to be CB1. Now, he's a better receiver than he is a corner.
He's a what makes him effective as a corner is his ball skills.
He is a, yes.
That's what makes, it's not, he doesn't want to tackle.
He's not a, well, neither did his coach. But he's not a tactician.
No.
He is not very sound
it's
as
that he's
a defensive
tall,
back.
Tall, long, rangy, and he's got crazy good ball
but
skills.
But he can make up for being out of position with his sheer athleticism, mm-hmm. which I don't think you're going to get away with when you get to the NFL. No. We've seen against really good receivers in college. He can't get away with it then. But the crazy ball skills, too, and being able to play defensive back like a corner, like a receiver, yeah. and go and high point the ball, too, that is where he is different in that regard. He's a better receiver, though.
Yeah. No, he's... He is... I mean, that catch in the end zone was incredible.
Bonkers.
I mean, it had no business making that catch.
Nope.
The raw talent is unreal. And I don't know if he's going to be, you know, a world-changing Justin Jefferson-type wide receiver, but... If you told me he ended up being it, I wouldn't bet against it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, even though he's not the most, again, tactical or the most precise, he is so overwhelming as an athlete with his size and his catch radius. And his hands are otherworldly.
He's really good.
Like, it really is. But the problem is, for Colorado, they needed every last ounce of that to remotely play with North Dakota State.
Colorado is not a good football
team.
They're
going to get smoked this year.
If you look at what, I don't know, Kansas did to Lindenwood, and look, North Dakota State is an elite FCS program.
Yes, they won
they are
six
very good.
Of their last seven against FBS schools.
Okay. But you look at what Kansas did, you look at what Utah did, and by the way, Cam Rising is back.
Did you see that first touchdown throw?
Well,
oh, good
his
Lord.
First half, he played a half of football. Went 10 of 15, 254 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
That first throw was, oh. And that was the hey, his knee's fine.
And this is the difference, though, between, and look, Colorado offensively, they are improved. They are better than what they were a year ago. But here's the deal. Their defense still is not very good. Their defense still is not very good. When you look at the fact that, you know, North Dakota State piled up damn near 300 yards through the air, 157 on the ground. You look at that and you're like, all right, yeah, they're going to have some problems when they get into Big 12 play. The biggest difference here in like North Dakota State being in a great FCS program is that Colorado in everything that, you know, that's not Louis that he brought in last year, Dion. It's not Louis that he brought in this year either. They are not very well coached. Why in the world they were throwing the ball late in the game is...
With a minute 41 to go?
Beyond me.
And your opponent has a timeout?
Except for the fact that you wanted to pad Shadur's stats. And there was a thought in that coaching staff that if we don't run out the clock offensively, we're going to lose this game defensively. And you saw it at the end of the game with, they got the ball with a minute and a half to go. Wait, it was less than a minute to go. It was like 30 some seconds on the last drive that they had, wasn't it? North Dakota State.
Yeah.
They had the ball for 31 seconds and they got down to the 4 yard line. They made 88 yards on 6 plays in 31 seconds. 31 seconds. Colorado is not deep. They get gashed mm-hmm. in the secondary. That is a problem. And this is why it's such a huge problem, is that the FCS, even though North Dakota State is an elite FCS program, mm-hmm. you have 22 fewer scholarship players available for you. 22 in that fourth quarter. If you're the team that's melting down in the fourth quarter, that tells you all you need to know about what is going to happen when they play another team that has 85 scholarship players.
North Dakota State sat there and watched the Colorado State film from last year and said, hey, those mesh concepts, those worked really well. Why did other teams stop doing that? And then what did they do? Every single big gash play.
Everybody kept doing it to them after that Colorado State game.
The idea of like that this was going to be different, and they just said, we're going to keep doing that too.
Yeah.
And every single big gash play was a drag and then turned up field at 45. And the receiver for North Dakota State, number one, was that Henderson? Yeah, that was Henderson. If he had one more gear, like if he had the true elite FBS, let's say he's Travis Hunter. If that's an FBS, let's say it's Evan Stewart or Tez Johnson or Jurian Dickey, somebody with just elite, top end, no BS FBS speed. Those are touchdowns.
Yep.
Like he got caught just barely a couple different times on 5-7 yard drag routes. Nothing. Just mesh concepts over and over and over and over and over. You're sitting there going, they're breaking massive. What did they throw the ball? 24 total times? And they got 300 yards?
And that was, if you looked at that final drive, they got down to the 4-yard line. And this is another, hey, come on, guys. Are you playing for yourself? Are you a well-coached team that is listening and playing to win?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bat the ball down on a Hail Mary. Like, you had four defenders around two.
Mm-hmm.
And North Dakota State came down with the ball because they didn't bat the ball down.
Mm.
Got to the 4-yard line. They got gashed in the middle of the field, and North Dakota State just, with 31 seconds, they didn't have enough time. They didn't have enough time. They would have, if there was a minute to go in that game.
Mm-hmm. They would have won.
North Dakota State wins that game.
I mean, it's
without a doubt in my mind. And that's why they were throwing the football. But it also was to the detriment of, if you run the ball and if you are a good team,
they never get the ball back.
In the fourth quarter, you can run the ball against an elite FCS mm-hmm. opponent and say, we are going to pick up a first down. We are going to continue to move the ball down the field. But the reality is, Colorado's offensive line is still not that good. Mm-hmm. They went to, all right, Shadur, Travis, Jimmy Horn Jr., you guys save us. This is the path that we have to do to win this game. And they got just enough time off the clock to where they were able to punt. Their punter's good.
Mm.
The punter's really good.
Shadur Sanders got rid of the ball quicker.
He sure did, except for the last play. Oh boy, that's a tough pill to swallow for North Dakota State, too.
Underthrowing it by 5 yards and getting a PI.
You get a ton of pressure on Shadur Sanders. It's third down and 8. And at that point, it was third down and 8 with a minute 52 to go, mm-hmm. and Colorado's on their own 27-yard line.
I mean, they got a punt there.
You would have to punt the football. You would have saved North Dakota State timeouts. Mm-hmm. You force Shadur to scramble around. And look, he is elusive. He's not fast. No. He's not a runner, right? But he is elusive enough, creates enough time. He scrambles for 10 seconds, and a wildly underthrown ball draws a pass interference, which it was a pass interference,
yeah.
right? DB didn't turn around and look, but the ball was underthrown. If that, like, that's such a tough pill to swallow.
I want that call changed.
Is that if the ball is that far underthrown? Yeah.
If it's egregiously, it's uncatchable. And it was like, oh, then it becomes subjective. I'm like, you know, it's like the Supreme Court. You know porn when you see it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You know, there's a 0% chance that anybody's getting that ball.
Yeah. I think the receiver could have gotten it if nobody was there.
Yes.
But, I mean, the DB was in a trail position. He's like, his thought in his mind is, I need to catch up to this guy who's been scrambling around for the play was 9 seconds mm-hmm. long. It literally was 9 seconds long. Being in coverage for 9 seconds is insanely tough to do. You know, it's like 3.5 seconds is about your max when you're chasing a guy around. And he was in recovery mode saying, I don't want to get beat over the top. And then it was, I mean, that ball was 5 yards underthrown.
Mm-hmm.
Receiver could have come back if nobody was there. I agree, though. I would like to see it go away, but as the rules are, that was PI. They get bailed out on that because of the scramble, the underthrow, And it's just like, oh my goodness, that's tough for North Dakota State. But at the same time, Colorado wins that game. And Coach Prime was none too happy about it. Hear what Coach Prime had to say after Rust with SportsCenter. So I hit the road and made my. All right, Buffs escape Colorado or North Dakota State, the Bison, 31-26. And Deion Sanders after the game.
You ever felt like you won, but you didn't win? But I'm thankful, I'm happy we got the W. I think 31 NFL scouts are on hand tonight, and I think they saw what they came to see. So let's move on from there. I'm going to try my best to hold back my anger, but we got the W, so I'm happy.
31 NFL scouts, that's what he's concerned about.
Mm. Are you surprised?
No. No. But if they continue to try to pad Shador's stats, and I don't think they're going to have this problem because I feel like they're going to run into the same problem when they enter the Big 12 play as they did in
Pac-12
play.
They're going to throw the ball because they're down all the time.
They are going to throw the ball all the time. But that's not the way. Right now, they just, and we talked about this like with the Hail Mary, we talk about this situationally. They are kind of a mess when it comes to how they're coached.
Kind of?
I say kind of because their scheme is really good for three players.
Mm.
But it is very individualistic style of play calling and the way that they operate. And you can see that with the way that North Dakota State broken assignments leading to big plays, all of those crossing routes and communication, right? There's a lot of guys just looking out for them when you watch them play. And I've said this several times, like I want one of these guys who's going against the grain to come out the other side and win, whether it's Dabo who's refusing to use the portal or it's Deion who is using the portal at every turn. Like, is somebody going against the grain? I think it's good for every sport, right? That's like why Chip Kelly was so fun. Mike Leach was so fun. Paul Johnson and his stupid offense running the triple option at Georgia Tech. All those things were fun because it was so different from anything that you see.
The instigators.
Yes, the disruptors that you see in any sport. They're fun. And Steph Curry in basketball, shooting threes, extending out the three-point line. Damian Lillard shooting from the logo and becoming commonplace. Like, we love these sorts of things. A knuckleball pitcher in baseball, you're like, how does this guy do it?
Why is the ball dancing like a butterfly?
Yeah. Anybody that bucks the trend is fun to watch and follow. But it's becoming more and more apparent that it's not going to work at Colorado. And Rufio on the YouTube chat brings up a pretty decent point because I counted three plays that were pretty egregious, and there may have been more than three. Rufio says, Colorado earned the win. Can we admit that Shiloh Sanders is a dirty player and it's been enabled by Prime? Going back to spring ball where Colorado football posted the late hit in that indoor practice, there were three plays last night where you just go, how are you? Any other player would have had their butt yanked off the field and not played again. There was one where he runs North Dakota State player out of bounds. The guy, he throws him onto the bench and then pins him back against the bench after the play is over and he's out of bounds. Another one, he runs a guy. Colorado has very narrow sidelines there, not a lot of room between the stands and the sideline. Throws him into the padding against the wall. Another one where he got a flag for a late hit. A receiver is blatantly going out of bounds. Takes step and a half out of bounds. Boom. Lights him up on the sideline. Shiloh is a dirty player.
Yeah. The only play that I can think of that's more egregious is the one I tweeted out earlier from the Pitt-BC game. I think it was from last year.
Mm.
When somebody wanted to know the definition of targeting, did you see this one? The full launch.
Oh yeah, launch helmet to helmet, right in the ear hole. That's brutal.
That's the only thing I think I've seen in recent memory. I was like, yeah, no, that's
Yeah.
That's intentionally dirty. I do have, again, a little bit of a squirrel moment when it comes to dirty plays. Did you see the North Carolina running back that trucked the woman on the sideline last night?
No, I didn't see that part.
Oh.
I tried to stay away from that game. It was so disgusting.
That game Thursday night college football so hard.
I don't know what was on that ball, but
oh my God.
They fumbled that ball more than it was North Carolina fumble, Minnesota fumble. Minnesota gets a ball back. They get a big play down the field. Receiver gets hit. Ball pops out, hits the turf, bounces right into the chest plate of a Minnesota player, takes off running down the field. It was so drunk. But the one thing that didn't happen, you know what didn't happen last night? No points in the third quarter for Minnesota. Third quarter, remember, that's the Culver's cheese curd quarter.
Oh,
no points
right.
for Minnesota. They got 0 points in the curd quarter. The third curd quarter.
Turd quarter.
That game was absolutely disgusting.
It wasn't drunk. It was like hungover. But yeah, not necessarily dirty, but it got me thinking, why are you going 30 feet out of bounds at full speed and running over a woman on the sideline?
Hard to slow down. You don't want to pull a hammy.
Yeah, this is like dusty. Like 30 feet.
I don't know.
Deep. I mean, this was not a...
Maybe he wanted to apologize to her later.
And he's... It looked like Derrick Henry hitting that guy on the sideline.
Yeah.
It was that bad.
Hmm.
It was like, oh, sweet Jesus. What was that?
She gone. Well, North Carolina won that game 19-17.
Because kickers suck.
If anybody should have deserved to win that game. It was the first road win for North Carolina.
We sit 92?
In an opener since 1992 when Mack Brown was the coach of North Carolina.
The first time.
1990. That's 32 years ago.
No one on that team was within a damn near a decade of being born.
No, like you
that's
could have
so nuts.
Somebody playing on that team, their father probably played for North Carolina that season.
Oh God, you're right.
Yeah, their dad probably played on that team, and there's got to be somebody. You know,
you think right?
That's wild. But that game was not good. But also, let's circle back to Colorado and North Dakota State. Because
Squirrel.
Colorado is going to run into problems when they get into Big 12 play. And it, look no further. Again, North Dakota State is an elite, elite FCS opponent. And this was, when we discussed this on Tuesday, there was nothing, we weren't going to learn anything about Colorado when they won, right?
No.
I thought that. But if they lost, we were going to be like, oh, boy. That game sure felt like a loss. And when you hear Dion after the game, he was like, die, I am
Look, it's going to go up on the records as a win. They lost that game. We were talking about this yesterday. When that point spread got bet up to double digits, I basically salivated.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no freaking way.
It was in question, though. Colorado did have a 10-point lead, 11-point lead.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
So I was stuck in traffic for an hour and a half, and I just turned my phone sideways, my little cell phone holster last night as I was making my drive, and I watched the first half on my cell phone in the car, and all I watched was North Dakota State gash Colorado play after play after play. And when all of a sudden the trenches are FBS level, man.
Well, they made their ground up in the second half. And that's the difference between 85 scholarships and 63 scholarships. It is when you can start cycling more guys through. Mm-hmm. And then you saw in the third quarter, it meant a whole hell of a lot to Colorado because North Dakota State, you ride that wave. This is your Super Bowl. You have that momentum. You play really hard. You are very good in your starting 11 on both sides. And then depth starts taking over. Little by little, slowly but surely. But then we saw Colorado absolutely melt down in the fourth quarter. Like, they got tired, and they were the ones that were clinging to life at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the discouraging part if you're a Colorado fan. Colorado is not going to make their run this year. I mean, it's going to be a
Do they win more? Is the over-under line 3.5 now?
I don't know what it was.
Well, no, I'm saying in your head.
In my mind.
Let's play the game.
I think you're going to be a little bit, wow.
Let's play the game. Let's play the game real quick. We've got a second.
Vegas has it at 5.5.
Okay.
And we'll get to that later in OA.
Ooh, OA. Okay.
Nebraska, win or loss?
No, they got to go on the road.
Yep.
No.
It's a loss. Colorado State.
Win.
Okay. Baylor.
Probably a loss.
Okay. Central Florida.
On the road.
Uh-huh.
In late September, mm-hmm. still going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a toss-up game. Okay. That's a toss-up game.
We'll give it to them. We'll say that's, okay. that's two. Kansas State, loss.
Loss.
Arizona,
loss.
Loss. Cincinnati, probably a loss. You want to give it to them?
I'll give it to them.
Okay.
Don't feel comfortable about
Texas
it.
Texas Tech, in Lubbock.
Loss.
Utah, loss. Kansas,
loss.
Oklahoma State, loss.
Yeah, we're not there.
Four wins.
We're not there.
So 3.5 is the line. It's because we had two toss-ups in there.
Yep. I mean, if Cam Rising is healthy, it's a loss. All bets are off if he is healthy. If he's hurt,
even if again. He's hurt, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. And if you look at it, so North Dakota State preseason number two ranked team in the country in the FCS, really good. Did you see what Sac State, a top 10 ranked team in the FCS, did yesterday?
San Jose State, right?
Yeah, they lost 42-24.
Uh-huh.
Man, I mean, North Dakota State's far better than Sac State.
Yeah.
But Colorado should be far better than San Jose State, too, though.
I mean, was it Rutgers struggled early on, and then they pulled away?
Yeah.
North Carolina State.
Yeah. Carolina State had to score 21 unanswered in the fourth quarter.
But it also looked like they got their S together.
I am selling all my stock on the ACC.
Oh, it's the worst conference in football right now of the Power Five.
But
I mean, it's not close.
What they did is exactly what you would expect an FBS team that is competent in a bowl caliber team mm-hmm. to do. They score rifle off 21 straight in the fourth quarter and win by double digits.
Yeah,
they won by 17 points.
Put that thing to bed.
Right? That's what you do because you have 85 scholarship players. You are a well-coached team. You will wear them down. Mm-hmm. You will make adjustments, and you will win the football
and it
game.
Was, they ran the ball.
Oh. Would you say?
Run the ball.
That's what they did.
Yes.
That's what they did.
Now, he came to life in that second half, and he had one where he was wrapped up in the red zone. I think it was like the 6 or 7 yard line. He got hit, I think, 6 times. On the way to the end zone, he just drug bodies. And I was like, good Lord. Okay.
All right.
Football's back, baby.
Here we go. More college football next on The Fan. All right, one last Big 12 note. Big 12 showed up last night.
Kansas, baby.
This, according to Reddit CFB, Big 12 teams that aren't Colorado outscored their opponents 154-6. In the opening night.
Kansas turned up last night.
In the opening night of week one of college football, there were some routes, and they did play the toughest team, should be noted.
Mm.
Number 12, Utah, mopped the floor with Southern Utah, 49-0 again. Cam Rising, 254 yards, 5 touchdowns on 10 of 15 passing in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Number 22, Kansas beat Lindenwood 48-3. Central Florida beat New Hampshire 57-3. So, and then Colorado beat North Dakota State 31-26.
Right.
You just need to stop scheduling North Dakota State. Can we do that? Can we?
Actually,
these are fun for me, but if I'm a fan, I'm like,
well, it's like the teams that after App State beat Michigan. It was like, do not.
Put them.
I remember nobody played them for like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell.
Yep. And it should be noted, the North Dakota State Bison will be going to Eugene, Oregon in 2028.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you see what Arkansas did to Arkansas Pine Bluff?
No.
10 straight touchdown drives. 70-0. 10 straight. FBS record.
Is that
10 straight?
Is that good? Is that good?
That look, again, Arkansas Pine Bluff, but that quarterback they got, Talen Green, he is fun.
Yeah, he is.
He's fun.
He is. He's a transfer. Is he the Central? No. No, their quarterback transferred to Central Florida.
KJ. Jefferson.
Yeah, where did that guy come from?
God.
I mean, I just assume everybody has come from the portal at some point. You know, the portal giveth, the portal
Boise
taketh.
State. Yeah, he was that
Boise.
I think he was there, that 4-star they had.
That's right. Wow. Hold on. So I'm looking back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Because when you said 10 straight drives, I was like, well, I think I remember that from Oregon. Oregon had 11 straight scoring drives in their 81-7 win over Portland State. Nine straight touchdowns,
10th is a field goal,
and then another touchdown.
10 straight touchdowns, FBS record.
Gosh.
They went bonkers.
That's nuts. Well, that's playing an FCS opponent that's not very good.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, well, North Dakota State is really good, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I love that they refuse to go to FBS, though. They're like, no, we're happy where we are. No,
It is entirely fine to be the biggest fish in the small pond.
Yeah.
It is entirely fine.
Just like that tweet that North Dakota State fan threw out, what's the difference between a buffalo and a bison? 16 and a half national championships.
Did you see Colorado's response?
Because they have a half.
Yeah.
That's great.
Did you see Colorado's response?
No.
They said also the difference between a bison and a buffalo, and they put up a picture of each one of them and said 1-0, 0-1. And I was like, guys, just sit this one out.
No.
And rightfully, they're getting murdered on social media.
Yeah. So
what are you doing?
Oh,
what are you doing?
That's not good.
No.
That's not good.
No. You know that was Dion's idea, too.
Oh,
well, no. Do it. No, I mean,
it was his oldest son.
It's his son.
His oldest son who runs all their socials.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, not great, Bob.
All right, we start hour number two. The long-standing saga is over. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.